Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, December 31st, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Children make up a major percentage of tsunami victims. The persecuted Church of Sri Lanka rises up to help the suffering, and Christians are asked to respond to the needs of orphan sibling groups. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While thousands are dead and millions homeless, Compassion International is putting a face on some of those that have been impacted by the earthquake-induced tsunami. Compassion's Melissa Isles says between a third and half of the victims were children. Isles says their India program was severely affected.
More than 25 fathers of Compassion-assisted children were lost at sea. We also had one project in India that all the homes in the project were swept away, and this was over 400 families in this particular project.
Compassion has set up a tsunami relief fund to empower the church to help.
These are the times when people evaluate their lives. God is moving through this crisis. We are seeing the face of God already as the church responds strongly to this crisis and as people are giving generously.
Compassion serves 100,000 children in India, Indonesia, and Thailand. It's too early to tell the full impact the disasters had on their work. Next, Sri Lanka is appealing for more aid as it struggles to cope with the tsunami aftermath. The death toll could reach as high as 400,000, with disease and starvation now threatening the survivors. Believers are mobilizing too, but Farms International's Joseph Richter realizes Sri Lankan Christians face persistent discrimination, so assistance is much more low-key.
In Sri Lanka, even though Farms is not a relief organization, we're going to be sending relief aid in the form of money that can be used to help in the relief effort Farms Lanka is involved in.
Richter says believers in an area church decided to build a refugee camp in their new building and help set up temporary sanitation. Their actions are the strongest testimony to their faith.
I guess our approach is that every bit of help is necessary, and every organization has its own sphere of influence and people that are in need.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The bad news has been widespread across the Asia Pacific, but the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism says they have some good news to share. ABWE's Kent Craig says they have 140 missionary personnel scattered among 11 nations in the Asia Pacific Rim.
And although two of our couples were in the direct path of the tsunami that was triggered by the earthquake, all of our personnel are accounted for and all are safe, as well as our national partners.
Craig says God protected one of their missionary couples vacationing in Phuket, Thailand, an area hit hard by the waves. The couple left for higher ground the day before, perfectly positioned to help in the disaster's aftermath.
We've got reports back that he's serving as a counselor to provide both emotional support to victims. He has met with several people that are in the hospital being treated for injuries, and they're sharing.
Meanwhile, Bethany Christian Services International is looking for adoptive families. They're looking for homes for 20 waiting sibling groups of all ages. They're from Eastern Europe and Latin America and are available for many reasons. Difficult economic situations often force parents to relinquish their children to the orphanages. Some children have suffered neglect and abuse. Bethany wants to find families who will share the love and hope of Christ with these children. And finally, Audio Scripture Ministries is making the final preparations for short-term positions within the ministry. Staff are preparing the application process and job descriptions as part of the program. They're hoping to find qualified, technically inclined people to assist the national ministries and missionaries with Scripture media projects. Out of 2,600 languages of the world that have Scripture portions translated, about 600 have been recorded. Pray that even more languages can be completed. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to get involved in helping the victims of the tsunami in Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also visit our website, missionnetworknews.org. There you can find out about organizations that are sharing God's love in word and deed during this time of incredible need. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.